And a very good morning to you. It is Saturday morning, the 27th of November, the year 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Word of God in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, we read commandment number 5. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land. It is the first commandment out of the Ten Commandments with a promise added to it. Honor your mom and dad so that your days may be long in the land, so that you might prosper. It is a very special commandment. You see, when you honor mom and dad, you bring dignity into the home. I just love the name father, dad, papa. In Zulu, we say baba. In Xhosa, we say tata. These names of love and respect often bring tears to my eyes when I see the way in which a young man or a young woman respect their mom or their dad. Mother, mama. Such an incredible privilege to have a mom and dad still alive in the home, isn't it? That's right. You know, I've often said I would give $1 million to be able to sit down and have a cup of tea with my mom and my dad. But I'll have to wait until I see them again in heaven one day. When I was about, I think, 10 years old, I remember in Central Africa, in that little airport in Ndola, in the north of Zambia, I went to the airport with my mom and dad, and an aeroplane came in from overseas, and a very dignified minister came off that plane with all the crowd. He had a black suit on with a dog collar on, distinguished old gentleman, white hair, with his little suitcase, and he was looking around to see the person who had come to collect him. And as a little boy, I just sat and I watched this. I've never forgotten it. I'm talking about 60 years ago. And then this young, dynamic minister, also in a black suit with a white dog collar on, he had come to fetch his dad at the airport. Well, I saw floods of tears as dad looked at his young son, a missionary to the Congo, with such pride. They hugged each other. They loved each other. And this young boy, memories must have flooded back when he saw his dad there, what it must have been like back at home. He probably hadn't seen his dad for maybe years. And I've never forgotten that picture since then. I want to say to you today that family is so important to our Heavenly Father. If we go to the Gospel of John, chapter 19 and verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her to his own home. Now, Jesus said that when he was hanging on the cross in excruciating pain like none of us can even imagine. And yet he had a heart for his earthly mother and his brother. Today, love your parents and love your children. Why, Uncle Angus? Because Jesus said so. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.